Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Now, we talk about World of Birds, which is an integral part of the Cape Town tourist industry. And, I mean, it's one of those institutions that serves to rehabilitate some of our birds and much to the joys of locals. But unfortunately, they are currently in desperate need of funds and at risk of closing down. Co-owner and manager Hendrik Lowe is joining you then this morning to explain, or rather to give you an idea of the situation that they're in. Hendrik, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. How are you doing?
Good morning and thank you. Yeah, thanks for giving us the opportunity to put our story across.
Yeah, please, Ben. Look, talking about the World of Birds, give us a brief history. Who are you? What do you do?
Yes, look, we started 45 years ago, started by the founder, Walter Mangold. He started it as a sort of a parrot park. Back then, 45 years ago, you have to realize that there was a lot more wildlife around. And people didn't know where to take injured animals. people started taking things to him, and that's how the sanctuary developed. Instead of then having a parrot park, then it started going into a sanctuary where people kept on bringing sick and injured animals. And that's how we developed. Currently, I mean, we operate as a rehabilitation center, as a sanctuary for animals that can't be rehabilitated, and also function as an education center or a zoo for the public.
I almost want you to paint us a picture here, because I can almost see young children coming to World of Birds, learning about birds, actually tendering or taking care of those birds that are being rehabilitated. What happens in your sanctuary, if I can call it that?
Yeah, look, we have a lot happening behind the scenes that the public doesn't get to see. That's where all the rehabilitation would be going on, and a lot of work gets done before animal would end up in the sanctuary. So if an animal's not suitable for release, then that's our core function. We give them that that security that they can live out the rest of their life in comfort. That is only if they have quality of life, of course. That's our main function. And then, like you say, children come and enjoy the part of the park where it's open to the public, where they can walk through, especially the monkey jungle. People love going in there. I mean, that's a big attraction. And the reason we've done it like that, where we have the attraction where the public can come in, that's purely to generate funding where we can look after the animals that we rehabilitate. Because I think anybody that knows what it entails, there's no money out of rehabilitating animals. So to sustain that, you have to have funding coming in somehow.
Let's talk about that. I mean, let's get to the nitty-gritty of it. I mean, the story is that you guys are at risk of closing down. And from what we hear is that you are really a very important part of the Heartbreak community, and more especially of the Cape Town community. You are not receiving funding and you are at the risk of closing down. I mean, where do you receive funding from, and how do you plan on turning the situation?
Yeah, look, we did quite well in the last few years, where our income was enough to sustain us. So from ticket sales, we made the money that we needed to carry on. But unfortunately, it took a turn since last year, September, October. We didn't have the income that we normally have. A drop in tourism, then other factors, things that life just gets more expensive, you know. So all expenses went up, and we couldn't keep up with things like that. We couldn't pay our bond or loan off that we have at the bank, which is standing on 900,000 at the moment. Things just didn't look good, and the money didn't come in. As far as sponsors and things like that, they don't come in like they used to in the older days. That's why we're just trying to reactivate that and see if people are willing to assist, you know.
And as we sit now, I mean, we are listening to you with the Cape Talk community. And, you know, as we've said, you know, the World of Birds is a very integral part of our community. If we want to get involved, how do we get involved? In fact, what is it that you want to ask from us as the community?
Now, look, firstly, ideal thing is the more people we see that comes in, the higher our income would be. of course, winter has come all of a sudden during school holiday, which has affected our income as well. But we have a few good days, so if people visit, pay your entrance fee, that is the income that we need. If there are generous people out there that can support us financially, that, of course, would be brilliant. We've set up a campaign through Backer Buddy where people are capable of donating money there, or people could even donate directly to us, you know. Firstly, we ask that people come and visit us and spread the word and get other people to visit us. The more feet we have through the gate, the more money comes in.
And to you listening at home, by the way, as we're chasing down the first hour of the show, you are chatting to Henrik Lowe, who's the co-owner and manager at World of Birds, coming to speak to you and telling you that, you know, they are at a very possible risk of closing down and are essentially asking your help to do your part. And one of the things that he's asking is that make the time to actually come and visit, come and see what it is that they do, because it's not just about the community, but it's also about rehabilitation. The bird life within you know, our society. And speaking to that, though, Hendrik, maybe on a lighter side, I've often wondered, one of the things that I often make a mistake about is, you know, between a hawk and an eagle, what is the difference between those two?
I feel like there's lots of difference, or not really a lot of differences that you can see physically between hawks, eagles, kestrels. They're all classed as birds of prey, so that would probably be easier to just say that they're all birds of prey, because, I mean, you have a hawk, like an African hawk eagle, which already is so confusing. Why is it a hawk and an eagle at the same time? So, yeah, I can't give you a clear answer on something like that, because that's more scientific. It's more, they look at all different aspects of the bird, the structure of the bird, the internal of the bird, and that's how they get classed in the end.
So what you're saying is, if I wanted to know the difference, I'd actually have to come to the World of Birds. Then I'd see it.
Yeah, you might see what you did there. Even then, it's difficult, you know.
Well, but at least you get to experience it. Hey,
you do, and you know, in each and every bird that's within the park has its own signboard. It's an A4 signboard that explains as much as possible about that bird. It will give you the status in the wild. It will give you measurements of the bird, the distribution, everything like that, what they eat. So it's very educational, and it's self-taught education then, because you don't physically have to have someone walk with you. So you can, at your own pace, you can walk through, read each sign, and be educated like that.
And very quickly, I'll go, because we want to get people there. What is the website?
We www.worldofbirds.org.za. And on that page, you can follow us to Facebook, which is Activate, or very active, and you can follow a lot of stories on that every day.
All right, Henrik, listen, thank you so much for joining us on the show. A very good morning to you, and we're hoping all the best for you guys.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.